Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, the decades-old, centuries-old, millennia-old fighting in the Middle East has now come to our backyard, unfortunately. It's not what we wanted to see, but it's here now. And it has the same dichotomy, it has the same elements of the left versus the right. The anti-Americans versus the Americans, the Trump supporters versus the Trump haters. And so these political lines are drawn so deep now that everything becomes drawn on the same line. So now it's Jews versus Palestinians or whatever the heck this is going on in New York City and Los Angeles and Chicago and across the nation. And we're just going to be rolling B-roll of all this. There's a lot of cussing and everything. So we're just going to roll the B-roll as I'm covering this. But this is all in American cities between Jews and Palestinians. And then, of course, you have Jewish people being stalked and beaten all in these cities as well. Attack on Jewish diners at L.A. restaurant by pro-Palestinian group being investigated as a hate crime. Remember how they called Trump supporters anti-Semitic for years? Remember all that? But even in this hyper-politicized age, it's Trump supporters and pro-Israel people on the same side. And it's always the left being violent. So in this case, the left is the pro-Palestinian groups that are attacking Jewish people all around New York City and California and others, committing hate crimes. So again, it's the left committing hate crimes. Again, it's the intolerant, violent left every time. It's the left. Now, look, I don't even think that that's a real fair analysis because it's not left versus right. This is a totally separate geopolitical issue. It's been here long before the American left-right paradigm ever existed. But it's now the same thing. It's now the same line being drawn and the same sides being chosen. So it's completely not relevant to the left-right political paradigm, but now it is because it's in our backyards. And it's pretty much the left that's the pro-Palestinians and the right that's pro-Israel. If you could boil it down to such a, lowest common denominator breakdown. So that's what it is. But it's Jewish people being stalked and having hate crimes committed against them. Orthodox Jewish man chased by two vehicles in Los Angeles as passengers scream, Allahu Akbar. And so, again, it's New York City where there's a very large Jewish population and they get stalked. The left sees people wearing, Jewish garbs. They get attacked and stalked and insulted and shouted out and called terrorists. That's the left. But again, remember, it was the Democrat Party saying Trump supporters were anti-Semitic. They went in front of Congress during hearings saying Trump supporters are anti-Semitic, ranting and raving about how Trump supporters are racist and anti-Semitic. But now here is the modern day left, pro-Hamas, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, attacking Jews in the streets of America. So this is just great. But again, just like we should have been honest and said we should have never locked down, we should be honest about this and say, no, it's the left that's anti-Semitic. Imagine a Democrat Party with the likes of Rashida Tlaib, a quote-unquote Palestinian-born member of Congress. Imagine having the likes of that wicked devil and Alexandria Cortez and Ilhan Omar, who are all openly anti-Semitic, openly anti-Israel, openly pro-genocide of Jews. They're openly, that's their open stance. Very, very in line with Hitler. But they go in front of Congress and they go on TV and they say, you're Hitler, you're anti-Semitic. As they put wind in the sails of groups of people that want to exterminate the Jews. And they don't even have awareness. They don't have the self-awareness. They can't even see themselves in the mirror because they're like vampires, apparently. So they'll point the finger and say anti-Semite and then cheer on the crowd that wants to exterminate the Jews. That's the Democrats.
Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So, for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K4 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, we've sold out for months back in limited supply. Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta back for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And we're going to be joined by Bob Barnes here shortly, who, by the way, next week will be debating Nick Fuentes on the clash of Palestinians and Israelis, or the Middle Eastern crisis, whatever you want to call that. But that is next Tuesday, the great debate, Barnes and Fuentes at greatdebatenews.com. Of course, this is the Alex Jones Show, streaming live at freeworldnews.tv. That's freeworldnews.tv. I'm not going to talk about this anymore. We'll maybe get into a little bit with Bob Barnes, but I kind of did my long breakdown and gave my opinions on a recording I did for my Subscribestar. So if you want to get my long-form take on that, it's on my Subscribestar account, but I don't want to do a long-form take here on this show. I think there's more important things for us to get to, quite frankly. But we will be having that debate, and it's always got to be InfoWars. We should be having political debates every night. It shouldn't just be InfoWars trying to find the people that are willing to have the debates. I mean, Nick Fuentes, you know, all these people love talking trash, and then he says, hey, let's have a debate, and then they block him like Dave Rubin. AOC agreed to debate Marjorie Taylor Greene and then canceled. They canceled all the presidential debates because Joe Biden can't think. But, I mean, considering the times we're in and how important and polarized these political issues are, we should be seeing debates every night. Media people, politicians, historians, lawyers, doctors. I mean, we should be having it every night. This is what America needs, but we don't get any of that. So we'll try to fill that void, too, here at InfoWars. And we'll be doing that next Tuesday. Of course, that will also be streaming at freeworldnews.tv as well as Great Debate. But before we're joined by Bob Barnes to talk about the COVID vaccine mandates and how illegal those are and the litigation he's going to be involved in to try to stop that, everything we do here is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So to get the new URLs like freeworldnews.tv, to get the new URLs so that we can host the Great Debate, it's all possible when you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we just launched a new special. Guys, pull up the new trifecta pack that we have. Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X2, Ultimate Fish Oil, and Turbo Force combined in a pack right now at InfoWarsStore.com at a deep discount. 60% off the regular price for those products combined. 60% off the combo, the InfoWars Optimum Trifecta. InfoWars Optimum Trifecta right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it's your financial support that keeps us up and on the air. Don't forget about the new Fizzy Magnesium that I am a big fan of. 5-star reviews from me. We've got some reviews at the website. It's a brand new product, but we do have a couple of reviews in. They're also 5-star. So it's InfoWarsStore.com. People always ask, how can I support? What can I do? Well, your prayers, sharing the links, and if you can, support us financially at InfoWarsStore.com. But these are supplements you need, folks. They're great for your health. All right, guys, is Bob with us yet, actually? Do we know if Bob is with us yet? Okay, Bob is not ready yet. All right, I have a couple other news stories I can get to here until he joins me. I'll tell you, though, this is the weirdest thing. Where did my Great Debate promo sheet go? I have not moved. I literally, folks think it's the craziest thing. Alex is in here, and we have these stacks of papers. Like, I can't find the story. I can't find my story. People are probably listening like, what are you, insane? You're sitting at a desk. You don't even move. How did I lose that piece of paper in 30 seconds? I mean, it is like gone, man. It's the craziest thing sometimes. The desk just eats papers, I guess. I don't know where it is. All right, well, that's neither here nor there. Let me get into some of this other news before Bob Barnes joins us. You know, this is so key. More developments in the vote audits happening, but this is the real key right here. It shows how it was all pre-planned out to steal the Maricopa County presidential election from Trump. And now we not only know that Soros was paying the sheriff who's stopping a lot of this from happening, they also had to replace a pro-Trump sheriff. But Bob Barnes is ready to go now. So here's the story. Robert Barnes joins us. Oregon, California, New York are having a soft implementation of mandatory vaccines. Like, oh, we won't go door to door and force you to take a needle, but if you want to go to work, if you want to go to church, if you want to get on the subway, if you want to go to dinner, if you want to go to the grocery store, so just all your essential activities, you're going to need a vaccine for that. But, oh, they're not mandatory, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're witnessing is a range of both employers and educational institutions are trying to impose a mandate on it. And so Robert Kennedy's group, Children's Health Defense, started drafting some objections and legal claims and examples of what letters might look like. And I did the same thing. So I drafted a letter that reflects what an employee could object to, and it's not legal advice or anything like that. It's basically just, here's what the objections that could be made that other employees have been making and that I believe is the legally correct objection to be made, because the nature of this COVID-19 vaccine at this point is still an emergency use authorization vaccine. It is not a regular FDA clinical trial approved vaccine. Consequently, under federal law, that cannot be mandated, period. The precondition of it even being distributed and being authorized is that it not be mandated without informed consent. Part one of the objection. Two is that it really violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, because the Americans with Disabilities Act makes clear that you cannot do certain medical examinations except when business necessity compels it. You cannot compel people to provide medical information aside from when there's some public business necessity. And in this context, that has not yet been met. And so they don't have clear and convincing evidence that being vaccinated is critical and essential to reducing a substantial risk to others of transmitting COVID-19 in such a way that it can cause severe bodily harm without the COVID vaccine. And so and in almost every instance, one can make reasonable accommodations to limit whatever that risk they believe is. But right now there's inadequate data and evidence either that the vaccine is safe and effective in the sense that it has not yet met FDA clinical trial test standards. We have reasons to be skeptical and suspect of the vaccine because the makers of it and the distributors of it are completely immune from liability in case they've done something wrong or have a bad product. We have other reasons to be suspect of it because the media and YouTube and social media are basically censoring and suppressing any information.
Let me just interject one point, too. The companies that are making this vaccine, manufacturing it, have paid out the record highest payouts for health fraud violations.
Yeah, I mean, no question. I mean, you have... There are every reason to distrust it. If we're going to trust a vaccine, first, at least it should meet FDA clinical trial testing. This one's not nowhere close to it. That's years away. But it should not be an emergency use authorized vaccine that could ever be mandated against us. And that goes to, not only does federal law prohibit that under the Americans with Disabilities Act and under the emergency use authorization provisions of the very act that authorized the FDA in the first place, but it violates international law that has become part of American law because it was created and instigated and pushed on the rest of the world by the United States, which is the Nuremberg Code of 1947. And the federal courts have recognized that the Nuremberg Code of 1947 is enforceable in the United States courts. In fact, this last time this happened was Romney and the Bush administration try to force experimental vaccines on people going to Iraq in 2002 and 2003, and the United States Federal District Court said, no, you can't do that. You have to have informed consent if it's any kind of experimental vaccine, because this goes back to the Nuremberg Code that said no more medical experimentation treating human beings as guinea pigs without their informed consent. And that's why I believe that these various mandates do not conform to the Nuremberg Code, do not conform to federal law. Employers and universities are violating the provisions protecting against discrimination against people based on perceived medical treatment. And that's what the draft letter reflects. And people can, there's no copyright being asserted, so people can cut and paste from it however they want. It's, again, it's not legal advice. Whatever you want to do with it, you're free to do with it. But no copyright claim. Do with it as you wish. But there is ways to push back and resist, and the goal is to create something that's easy for people to use to do just that.
We'll be right back with Robert Barnes at freeworldnews.tv.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Here on the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting live at freeworldnews.tv. Bob Barnes is with us, and we're discussing how in California, Oregon, New York, and other places soon, I'm sure, are saying you have to be vaccinated to go back to work or go to church, but we're not forcing you to do it. Just anywhere you go to leave your house, you have to have it, but we're not forcing you. And so, Bob, you have just put up a letter there that's free to use, not legal advice, but just ways people can stand up for their rights and know the law when it comes to these forced vaccines. But let's talk about potential litigation here. I mean, there's so many ways that this can go, and there's going to be real-world, like, peer-to-peer interactions that are going to become really awkward, I think, from this. But we'll get to that later. What happens when they really start rolling this out? What happens when employers force their employees to take this vaccine illegally? What happens then? What happens when the litigation starts flying?
Well, I think that's where the first step is. If somebody's out there and their college, their school, their state, their county, their employer is saying they have to take the vaccine and are demanding the disclosure of whether they've taken it, I think the first step is sending back a letter like this. Because that will put them on notice and see how they respond. A lot of employers don't know that the emergency use authorization law does not authorize them to mandate a vaccine. Most employers do not know that the Nuremberg Code is invoked because this is an experimental vaccine. Most employers do not know that the Americans with Disabilities Act prohibits them from asking questions about people's medical information unless there's business necessity for it. Basically, the legal standard for and under the ADA for when, like, some people are getting confused because they think HIPAA applies. HIPAA applies to what an employer can do with your medical information, not how it gathers it. What it's the ADA that led the Americans with Disabilities Act that precludes your employer from going out and asking questions about your medical information. And unfortunately, there's a lot of bad lawyers out there, or lawyers that are politically motivated, telling people that, oh, there's no problem with this, when clearly there's a problem with this. Even the CDC and OSHA and the EEOC, when they issued various guidances, they've said to be careful in this space. But employers are a lot of lawyers, because they love the vaccine, because they're, you know, Bill Gates fan club types, Trump hater types, forced vaccine fans, just like the crowd that supported eugenics in the 20s and 30s. A lot of lawyers and doctors in that space. Are misstating the law. And so the first step for people is to get educated on the law. The second step is to push back by just asking letter, putting in information like this in a letter to your employer, to anyone else. You don't have to hire a lawyer for it. You can just say, hey, this is my understanding, and make sure the employer, probably this will be the first time they've heard of this. The other big thing is employers don't realize, not only could they be sued under various tort theories of invasions of privacy under state law, but on top of this, even the CDC has come out and said, by the way, employers, if you mandate the vaccine and the person, your employee, suffers any injury from it, you are liable. So unlike the drug companies are off the hook because of special immunity, employers are not off the hook if they require people to take the vaccine and they suffer any medical injury. They could be on the hook for life. They could be on the hook for wrongful death claims. They could be on the hook for lifetime injury claims. So almost no employer realizes this.
No, this is actually so key. And this is the official statement from the government and OSHA and everything. And to draw back on that, it's kind of like the same dynamic of if somebody went to get a vaccine and the people distributing the vaccine were going to be held liable for any damages, then maybe they won't distribute it. But you don't have that same dynamic here. What you have is the employer. Now, a reroute, though, this will be another way to crush small businesses.
Small businesses won't be able to handle this litigation. They won't be able to handle these lawsuits, whereas big businesses maybe can or will somehow be grandfathered into some exemption clause. So there's like another slash waiting to happen when this goes down.
Well, that's why every employer out there should not be mandating this. All the risk is on them. They're taking on risk of ADA lawsuits, risk of violating informed consent, invasion of privacy lawsuits, risk of wrongful termination, violation of public policy lawsuits, and significantly huge tail liability if anybody suffers any adverse consequence from this vaccine. And remember, a lot of times the adverse consequences from it don't appear until years later. That's the nature of this. So if you're an employer, you're crazy to mandate a vaccine as a condition of employment. So that's where I think that's the first step is once informed employees and employers are informed, I think a lot of employers will step back and not force this. Now, if they do, then you get to the second stage of potential litigation. And at this point, they are not immune by mandating vaccines. Many states have passed laws prohibiting employers or anybody from requiring vaccines as a condition of access to employment, condition of access to travel, condition of access to entertainment, condition of access to education. So now the states that are trying to compel it, trying to require it, they have major. That's going to be a major constitutional battle to come. So while the Supreme Court has approved mandatory vaccines on condition of a fine, in one case in 1905, the Jacobson decision, and a later children's school vaccine case, they've always allowed exemptions to be present for religion and other reasons. And they've also always required a strict evidentiary standard. It has to be clear and convincing evidence that the vaccine is safe and effective, and that it prevents a substantial risk of severe health injury to others. It can't just be to protect the person. It has to be that this vaccine reduces transmission at such a rate that it is going to be a substantial benefit at reducing severe bodily harm. And they don't have clear and convincing evidence of that. So that's where that litigation is going to go. That's where we're going to contest it, try to reestablish the Nuremberg principles in the context of states or federal governments mandating this, because then that's a constitutional question. Right now, it's a question under the ADA, a question under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, a question under invasion of privacy laws, a question under the Nuremberg Code. If a governmental actor requires it, the Nuremberg Code comes back into play, but also the Constitution of the United States. And I believe we can show there is not clear and convincing evidence that a vaccine provides a substantial reduction in the risk of severe bodily injury simply by reducing the risk of transmission. Because let's just look at it. Aside from the big questions about whether the vaccine is safe and effective, given it's still an emergency experimental stage, given that the very nature of this vaccine is experimental and it's mRNA technology for many of the vaccines, given the controversy surrounding this vaccine in terms of coronavirus vaccines having no history of success, there's all of those problems. But to the just question of transmission, the probability, the only thing the COVID vaccine does that simply isolation won't do if you get it, is to deal with people that are asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic. So you're talking about a tiny, tiny group of people. The risk of that group of people transmitting the virus is even more tiny. The risk that that group transmits it and causes severe bodily injury is even more tiny. And in fact, some early studies have shown, at least in the context of children, that the risk from the vaccine is greater than the risk from COVID.
Yeah, these are the early indicators. Let's do one more segment with Bob Barnes here. And by the way, I mean, think about it. Well, we'll get into it on the other side with Bob Barnes, the side effects of these vaccines and what it could mean for employers to force it.
Warning, warning, warning.
The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. And Winter Sun for your immune system, it's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Here on the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer sitting in. We're live at freeworldnews.tv. Bob Barnes is with us. If your employer is trying to force you to take a vaccine, Bob is kind enough to have penned a letter that you can share. He said it's free use. It's not legal advice. It's just the law as he sees applicable to this situation. And you can find that letter and put your name on it and sign it and, you know, maybe you are the employee of the year, like he puts at the bottom of his letter. I have a feeling Robert Barnes is the employee of the year at Viva Barnes Law. I don't know. There may be a fight happening there between the two of them. But you can take this, copy it. If you want to add something to it, delete something to it. But it's right there, free use. Bob Barnes has been so kind to pin that. A couple questions I have left for you. First of all, though, you know, here's something interesting that I'm thinking as you're talking in the last segment, saying it has to be proven, you know, to stop harm from being done to others.
They've never really changed. They never really came out and said that they changed their mind on this or that there's any science. But remember, when the vaccine first came out, they said you have to keep wearing the mask because you could still spread the virus. You could still contract it and spread it. Well, they never really changed their mind on that. It just seems like, I guess, they're taking the mask off, and Fauci says, oh, you know, I just didn't want to confuse people. Well, if you're listening to Fauci, you're more confused than ever. So, I mean, I guess we wouldn't really know the answer of if it's going to stop a spread or not until the FDA approves of it, or when would we even know that?
I mean, they've given different points at different times. I think the issue is this. One is whether it the first talk about this vaccine was that it only protected you, that it was a therapeutic, that it minimized the viral load, not that it reduced transmission rate. The problem was not that many people were that interested in having an experimental vaccine running around their body if all it did was act as a partial therapeutic. And so they've changed their position over time to say now they have minimal evidence. They have some evidence, more than they used to, but still not overwhelming evidence on whether or not this vaccine actually reduces the transmission. And here's the other component. We all know how you can avoid transmission. Once you have it, you just self-isolate for a couple of weeks. So the vaccine is not needed to reduce transmission for people who know they have it. The only reason for the vaccine legally is to reduce transmission of those people who don't know they have it. These are the people that are pre-symptomatic, asymptomatic. Now, the problem with that is they originally tried to propose a bunch of arguments that there was high risk of transmission with that category. But as the evidence has accumulated, it's just the opposite. There is very little evidence that pre-symptomatic or asymptomatic people spread it for the very simple reason that their viral load is extremely low. So they're just like the vaccine reduces the viral load, thus reduces transmission. Well, a person who's already pre-symptomatic or asymptomatic is not going to transmit it at a high risk at all because their viral load is so low. So what that means is the only people that the vaccine is really reducing transmission from are people who already don't transmit it at a high rate at all anyway. And that's why the vaccine cannot meet the traditional constitutional standards for coercion or compelling a vaccine. The only cases that have ever allowed this are where not only is there overwhelming evidence the vaccine is very safe and effective, but also that there is serious risk of the disease with a substantial risk of transmission without the vaccine. That's simply not been proven here at all in the COVID-19 context. And I think that's why, from a constitutional standard, if the law is applied, state governments and federal governments cannot mandate it. And I think it's why you're seeing them try to avoid mandating it. That, you know, state governments are talking about it but haven't fully done it yet. The federal government is backing off of doing it altogether. Instead, they're trying to trick employers and trick educational institutions and trick restaurants and bar owners and people that do travel with airlines, trick them into requiring it so that the governments don't have to. But that was why we created this letter. That's going to be the first line of the war on vaccine passports is going to be your employer and your university and your school. The second, and maybe the airlines, the second will be the government. But we're prepared to take on both. But I don't think that this vaccine can meet constitutional scrutiny, not only because it's nowhere near the standard for safe and effective. Not only that, it doesn't have the standards for that, as we noted. I mean, if the other component with this is if you want to say a vaccine is safe, you need to be able to have robust debate. You need to have the procedures involved, create confidence in the outcome. Robust debate. No censorship, no suppression, encouragement of dissenting opinions. And second, you need to have no immunity for those making it, no immunity for those giving it, no immunity for those crafting it, creating it, distributing it. And at a minimum, and you can't have a situation where any information that raises questions about it is marginalized.
But let me just go back to your first point, because this is actually so important, and I was going to bring this up next, is that what would the standard for this be? You know, the standard would be science and data. And quite frankly, we just don't have enough. The FDA hasn't approved it. It's still in trial mode. I mean, which is like a whole nother ball game to begin with. But the problem is it's not the science or the data. The media is the standard. The media is what they hold up as the standard. And oh, since the media is panicked, I have to be panicked. Forget whatever the data or the science is. The media is panicked. And if we were being honest about this, We would be, hey, you know what? We made a mistake. We shouldn't have closed everything. That was a huge, giant mistake. We didn't know enough about this virus to do it. But okay, we made that mistake, whatever, we won't admit it. But the media is the standard. So if the media is panicked, then now I have to be forced vaccinated because the media is panicked. I mean, that's essentially what they're saying.
It's very much the methods that they're using are reasons to distrust the vaccine by itself. Even if you didn't have a problem with mRNA technology, even if you didn't have a problem with using human beings as guinea pigs, even if you didn't have a problem with the idea that coronaviruses were magically going to be cured, even though their constant changing makes it almost impossible for even the flu shot to work consistently year in, year out. Even if you didn't have any of those problems, the methods they've chosen to say you can't debate this, you can't disagree with this, you can't dissent on this, you can't challenge it, you can't contest it, you can't question it, and everybody involved is completely immune just in case they did something wrong. So, I mean, there's nobody has skin in the game on their side of the aisle.
Except the person who's being forced to consume it. So let me ask you this, though. It's kind of a two-part question. Spend the last 2 minutes however you want to answer it. Under the emergency youth authorization, I mean, do the negative side effects from the vaccines, are they different when it's FDA approved versus when it's under the EUA authorization? But also, what is the difference between, say, a grocery store or a venue forcing you to take a vaccine versus an employer? Because you could have the argument of, well, you could quit your job, just like, well, go somewhere else. So what is the difference there?
Sure. Almost all public accommodations, for the same reason that civil rights laws, are covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's why I brought suit against hospitals, brought suits against stores, brought suits against others that simply had the mask mandate that failed to accommodate for people who cannot wear the mask or for whom it's more risk that they wear the mask. The same logic, the same law applies in the vaccine context. So if any place says we're not going to allow you to have access to us without proof of your medical status, then that's violating the ADA unless they make reasonable accommodation for you to be able to get whatever you need from that store or that location. And now in this context, this often is a HIPAA violation for public accommodations places to demand you disclose your private medical information as a condition of access to the place. The ADA prohibits it in the employment context. HIPAA prohibits it in the public accommodations context. Now, there's people like airlines and others that you can't sue under the law, so that's how they get away with it. But in terms of your stores, your restaurants, your bars, your any place of public accommodation, the way to think about it is if they couldn't discriminate upon basis of race or gender, then they can't discriminate on the basis of health, and they can't discriminate on the basis of perceived health. Sometimes people don't think of this issue as a health issue, but it is. It's perceived medical status. You're being perceived as a medical threat if you're not vaccinated, and they're discriminating against you without the evidentiary basis.
And this is like, we need a whole other precedent here of it's not just innocent till proven guilty. How about not sick and contagious until proven sick and contagious? Bob Barnes, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to next Tuesday evening. You'll be debating very spiritedly, I'm sure, Nick Fuentes. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, they'll be fun. I think he might have been drunk at the time he accepted the debate, but I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, and we'll all be drunk while we're watching it, I'm sure.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here hosting the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting live at freeworldnews.tv. It's going to be my final segment hosting today, and I guess this week as well, filling in for Alex. He'll be back next week. Of course, he'll be back Sunday night with our Sunday night live streams that go from 4 to 8 p.m. Alex, with the first 2 hours of the Alex Jones Show, then I host Sunday night live. What I'm going to do here, I am going to be able to cover pretty much all of this news that I had on my desk. I got to all my video clips. And so when I host the War Room, my normal hosting duties, when I host the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. this evening, I'm going to do phone calls for the entire 3 hours. So we'll make up for lost time. We didn't take too many phone calls this week. I will take phone calls for the entire 3 hours of the War Room today. And so we'll just do open lines, anything you want to discuss, what we've discussed so far on the Alex Jones Show. It's all key information. And so we'll do that on a Friday on the War Room today. And remember that everything we do here is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, getting the great supplements, getting the T-shirts, the hats, the water filters, the air filters. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com is the key to keeping us on air. So, yeah, we've dealt with all the censorship. And we've been able to come out of it and kind of, in many ways, be stronger than ever with all of our own video platforms like the latest, freeworldnews.tv. It's only possible with your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And so we will continue this intrepid journey, ramming heads against the fake news media and the New World Order, as long as you continue to financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't forget also, if you can't financially support us, support us in the InfoWar. Be the Paul Revere. Share the videos. Tell your friends and family. Share freeworldnews.tv. Make them ban that URL. Make them ban freeworldnews.tv. And people say, whoa, they banned freeworldnews.tv? Yeah, they don't want to live in a free world. So, let me finish up on the news here today, and then Stu Peters is going to take over and host the rest of the way. So, Soros always has his money where it needs to be to screw us over and rig elections and everything else. Soros kicked in $2 million to elect Maricopa County Sheriff, now stonewalling election audit. Sheriff Paul Penzone objects to sharing data with a private uncertified hacking company based on a hunch despite a court order. So he's breaking the law, and he doesn't want this audit to continue because he's Soros-funded. Soros rigs elections, and it's so key when you remember that it was Joe Arpaio, who is so beloved and popular. There's no way he lost that election. But so you fund $2 million, you get Soros funds Penzone $2 million, you get his face everywhere, you rig the election, and then people don't notice how it's rigged because you saw his face everywhere. And then you get rid of the great American sheriff and patriot Joe Arpaio. That's how that works. You also have Apple's co-founder Steve Jobs' widow, who's a big mega donor now too, getting a lot of that money and putting it towards leftist causes. She kicked in another $250,000 as well. And now that sheriff, that crooked Soros-funded sheriff, is trying to stop the Maricopa County election audit. Do you see? These people work in unison. They plan years in ahead. They knew they were going to steal Maricopa County. They knew they had to get Arpaio out of there to do it. And they did it. And then they did it. More, though. It's BS. Arizona Democrat Senator Martin Quezada loses it. Tells the Gateway Pundit reporter he wants to get rid of voter ID. And then has his bigotry of low expectations and says minorities can't get a license to go vote. And so, of course, voter ID is racist. One of the biggest lies. One of the other lies. There's countless lies. The list of lies that Democrats and liberals spout on a hunch. On a hunch. A hunch that Biden got more votes than Obama. Biden got more votes than Obama with half the counties. Biden won counties where Trump was clearly extremely popular. Yeah, there's the video of the Gateway Pundit reporter. Thank God for the Gateway Pundit. Man, are these Democrats crooked or what? And now you have the loving, tolerant left sending terroristic threats to Arizona Republicans. Suspicious package with unidentified white powder sent to Arizona GOP Senate leader's office. Karen Fan. So, yes. That's the liberal, loving, tolerant left threatening Republicans for doing a vote audit, which, of course, they don't trust the results of the 2016 election. They thought it was stolen from Russia, even though they got their research into that with millions of dollars. That was allowed to go on. They found nothing. You're not allowed to look into how they stole the Arizona election, which we have a pretty good idea of how they did that now, don't we? Don't we indeed? So Molly Tibbetts, I believe I'm saying that right, Molly Tibbetts was murdered by an illegal immigrant from Mexico. And this story was on the news this morning, and so I was kind of following it. And I'm stunned at what is happening here. The media is now trying to make, and I'm not kidding you, they are now trying to make the murderer, who's admitted to the murder, Rivera, an illegal immigrant from Mexico, they're now trying to make him the victim. And so I saw this, and I saw that the
the agents that were questioning him said, oh, he was remorseful. Oh, he regrets it. Oh, he was under attack. And then the media saying he was under attack and saying how he's the victim. And so I'm like, I can't even believe this. Is this how much the media hates white people and how much they love illegal immigrants? Or do they just know that this is such a bad look, an illegal immigrant murdering a woman, that they just want this story to go away? And so I was like, but you know what? It can't be that bad. Let me go look into this and let me just find out. So apparently, and this is all in the testimony, Rivera is stalking this woman who goes jogging in his car, then gets out of the car and stalks her on foot. She then defends herself because she's like, get away from me, you creep, you stalker, and slaps him, to which he then loses his mind, and as his testimony says, he blacks out. So he gets so angry, he blacks out, and he claims he has no recollection from when after she slapped him, after he stalked her, he claims he has no recollection, he blacked out from anger, and his attorneys are arguing this, and the media is saying, yep, okay. He's saying he blacked out from anger, and he doesn't know what happened from the minute after she struck him, trying to get away from him, obviously he was a predator, to the moment where he's in his car, and she's dead in the vehicle with him. And he has no idea. He's blacked out. Oh, I have no idea. And I'm so sorry. And the media is saying he's the victim. He didn't know. He got attacked by this woman. And he's remorseful. Unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, maybe there's something to this. And I looked into it. No, folks. No. That's the story they're trying to tell us. Moving on. How many of these Zoom school meetings, courtroom meeting blunders are we going to see? At this point, I'm almost for it. Virtual school, New York City teacher suspended after sucking man's nipple on Zoom while students watched. How in the hell are, what? You've got liberal journalists walking around naked, masturbating on film, people showing up for their court dates with the name that says, butt muncher. I'm putting it a G-rated, folks. It's, you know, it's not butt muncher, but you can imagine. And now you've got New York City teachers engaging in nipple play with their, I guess, a gay lover. I mean, my goodness gracious. Control yourselves. Unidentified man. Uh-huh. Control yourselves. Control yourselves. Oh, my gosh. What to get to? Alex covered this. Fertility crisis. Men will no longer produce sperm by 2045, says top epidemiologist. You've got Black Lives Matter silent on an 80-year-old black man shot and killed by stray bullet in the Bronx. And you've got the liberal media quiet on the racist Lori Lightfoot, who says she will not take questions or have any reporters that are white in her presence, which is odd because she's married to a white woman. Now, you may see this and say, that looks like Big Bird, Rachel Maddow, but no, that is a woman. So, Lori Lightfoot, married to a white woman, but bans white reporters from her presence. Unbelievable. Or maybe not so much. That is the Democrats. Racist, hate-filled, bigots, morons, mental disorders, mental patients. You know who they are. That does it for me on the Alex Jones Show. I'll be hosting the War Room, taking your phone calls. Stu Peters takes over.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.